Rayo.
All right, mine was a little hard because I'm doing a thing in Bible school that's 51 pages and to try and sort out from there. So it might sound a little hodgepodge. God speaks to us in visions, dreams, through the Holy Spirit himself, through angels. He uses signs and wonders that authenticate that he's speaking. He can speak in an audible voice. And if you turn to Matthew 16, verse 15, I don't have my Bible with me, but will somebody read that? As soon as they get there, just go ahead and start reading it.
Matthew 16:15. What about you, he asked, what do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Keep going.
Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but my Father in heaven.
A lot of times the Holy Spirit can speak to you and it's like your own thoughts. Because here's Peter just walking along and Jesus asked him, said, who do you think I am? He didn't go, oh, man, I got this big light in my head. You're the Christ. He just expressed what was there and he said, this isn't your own thoughts. The Father gave you this. And so sometimes it just seems like your own thoughts, but there's something that usually comes behind those things with us, especially with spiritual gifts, because that's what we're talking about tonight, is there is an impelling that takes place. In 2 Peter 1:16, Bill, how many minutes did I have? 10?
Got two more.
Second Peter 1:16 through 21. I'm just going to read verse 21. Verse 20. Above all, you must realize no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit and they spoke from God. Some translations say carried along. Some say moved and impelled. That word moved or impelled, here's a definition: to bear with the idea of motion, to bear along, to carry, to be borne along as a ship before the wind. And I've already taught this in Bible school as we covered this portion of it. The Holy Spirit will speak to you in however he does it, whether he kind of through your own thoughts, you're sitting there, sometimes it's through a scripture. I'll be in the prayer room before service, and I'll just kind of have a thought about something. I was just in there worshiping, and it's like, wow, okay, Lord, is this for me, or is this for the body? And kind of catch a little bit of a, well, okay, I think that might be for the body, that he wants me to speak this. And then I'll wait during service, and I'm still just kind of worshiping and just saying, Lord, is that you? And sometimes the wind just kind of on the inside, there's just more of an impelling. And I know, okay, that's not for me. It's for the body. It is a word that he wants me to speak. There is that driving. Even Jesus, when he was led into the wilderness after his baptism, there was an impelling that was taking place. It's not the same word, but there was a strong force internally moving him. That was the Holy Spirit moving him out into the wilderness. So if you don't go up, here's usually what you'll feel. You'll feel like afterwards, you'll go, oh, I should have done that. I should have just spoken. The Holy Spirit will not condemn you for not speaking, but you will feel a feeling of regret that you should have. And you use it for a stepping stone. Say, okay, Lord, next time I feel you starting to impel or move me, I'm just going to step out and do it. I'm going to respond to you. And as you do that, sometimes he's very wonderfully gives you a confirmation. You give a word and somebody will come to you afterward and say, God gave me the same word. He does that to encourage us. Amen. But there's that impelling that is taking place where we're carried along. I'll read one other scripture, then I'll be done with my part of it. Like I said, I can't condense 51 pages of the Spirit's voice and leading into 10 minutes. In Amos 3:8, it says, the lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? In today's English version, when a lion roars, who can keep from being afraid? When the sovereign Lord speaks, who can keep from proclaiming his message? There is an impelling that takes place inside of our hearts. When he speaks, he's wanting you to do something. Spiritual gifts, he's wanting you to step out and do whatever it is that he's speaking to you. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy. But anyhow, no matter what gift God has used me in tongues, interpretation, word of wisdom, sometimes word of knowledge, it's always been an impelling behind it. That's been the biggest thing with me. Amen. Yeah.